This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We have an amazing piece in the Chafetz Chaim today. Before we begin, just want to let everyone know the new Sefer Berachos HaTzaddik is now available in America. You could get it in Sfarim stores or on our site with free shipping at RabbiDG.com. So the Chafetz Chaim today is explaining the lav in Parshas Mishpatim Chaf Beis Chaf Aleph Kol Aman V'Yosam Lo Sa'anan, and it brings down a well-known account of the Chafetz Chaim. A very powerful and frightening account. It says, "Bimei Nu'urei HaChavetz Chaim, in the youth of the Chavetz Chaim, Zatzal, Kara Be'iroi Mikra, something happened in the city, Be'almana Shadara Be'bayis Adam Pashat, a widow that lived in the home of a simple landowner. She was paying rent. Mitoichania Nishra Chayevus Le'eschar Dira, out of her poverty, she couldn't make ends meet, she couldn't pay the rent. Balabais Amar Lagarsha Midiras Vemse Mecharif, and the homeowner was primed and he threatened to evict her in the middle of the winter, but not like a winter in San Diego, like a winter in New York this week or Chicago. Umikim Shil Ratzalah says, but the woman wouldn't leave. Heiseres Hagag Meal Dirasa. The landowner actually had her roof removed. Kal Anshe Irashu, the people of the city were in a storm. Al Hasha'aruria Hazois, of this lawlessness, of this catastrophe. Lagar Shamana Aniya Bimea Karachutza, to evict this poor woman, this poor widow, in the middle of such a cold winter. Avalabai Bayis Loy Samlev Litzakis Amana. The homeowner paid no attention to the cry of the widow, Vigirsha Batagiv Meacharf, and he evicted her in the middle of the winter. HaChavetz Chaim Shamas of the Baliba, the Chavetz Chaim didn't forget about this story. And even though years passed after this terrible incident and nothing happened, Chashav HaChavetz Chaim, Baliba, the Chavetz Chaim thought, even said to his acquaintances, is it possible that nothing will happen? The Torah says that my anger will flare against those who assault and afflict the widow. Amnam Bavur Eser Shanim, sure enough, in 10 years. Nishma Kal Havara Ba'ir. The news was heard, keep plenty of Balabais Nashka Kalav Shoita, that this homeowner was bitten by a rabid dog. And the illness was not long until he went to his world. In other words, he died. So the Chafetz Chaim always paid attention that if somebody afflicts the widow, punishment in this world will come. And it comes with a fury. On the bottom, it brings a story from the Chafetz Chaim's son. A similar story. The story was about a butcher in Radin who took a yeshiva bachar, and he exchanged the yeshiva bachar for his son, so that the yeshiva bachar should be drafted instead of his son. Hadavar karbi mei chorfer shel Chafetz Chaim. This happened in the younger years of the Chafetz Chaim. V'tama Chafetz Chaim mikra matzav zeh. Chafetz Chaim was astounded by this terrible story. Klum efshar hadavar shel yabar al-scharoi avar maizim guna zeh. Will this man not get his just deserts in this world? V'acharei shloishim shana berech, after approximately 30 years, achar ha-ma'ura, chala ben ha-katzav hazeh b'machlas ha-chali rar, rachmano l'son. The son came down with a very contagious disease. The disease did not last long. U'meis misa mashuna. The child, the son, died with a terrible death. The chevra did not want to be involved in the burial because it was such a contagious disease. The av hazokin ba'atzma, and the old father himself, mukhrachaya likvar as benoi biyada mamash, had to bury his own son with his own hands. V'ha'chavetz Chaim zachar es ha'ma'ura ha'matzav zel. Chavetz Chaim remembered this distressing story. Tzror haya etzlai, he never forgot it. That this person had the audacity and the cruelty to take a yeshiva boy and substitute it for his own son. And the Chafetz Chaim knew the day would come that he would get his just desserts. Aval tzarich haya lachkos meshach 30 shana. He had to wait 30 years. Mida tova meruba. If somebody is sensitive to the needs of the almana or the yasaim, then Hashem will certainly hear their tefillos with shefa bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.